We heard Celebration, and it's by Edward Gregson. That was the U.S. Coast Guard Band, Commander Kenneth W. Meegan directing, and it's from a live concert recording from 2009 from the Midwest Clinic, an international band and orchestra conference, takes place in Chicago every year. I just learned that from Dr. Michael Mapp, who is joining me in the studios. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Michael Mapp is the director of bands here at New Mexico State University, also an alumnus of New Mexico State University band program. And we've got a tradition of it's the fifth annual Autumn Overture series of concerts coming up next week that showcases all the ensembles at the NMSU Music Department.
That's right.
And you told me when you were on a couple of weeks ago during our membership drive, you've got 60 new music majors this year, which is just fantastic.
It's wonderful, yes. Over 60 new freshmen have joined us as music majors in the department. That's across all areas, and it's just great to see that many students excited.
Yeah, about making music.
Yeah.
So on Tuesday, October 1st, the Wind Symphony, which is the ensemble that you conduct, that's the higher level of the wind bands.
Yes, yeah, the top ensemble.
That's opening up the Autumn Overture concerts. It's actually five concerts coming up over the next couple of weeks. So you will be playing a piece by Edward Gregson, whose music we just heard. Tell us just a little bit about Edward Gregson while the sound of that kind of fanfare celebration work is still in our ears.
Well, Edward Gregson kind of embodies what our theme is for the concert, and it's a tribute to British music, and especially that music of the 20th century by British composers. And Gregson is a prominent British composer, and he composes a lot of music for brass band, which is very big in England, the British brass band tradition. And you could tell from listening to that piece, the brass fanfares and flourishes. And one of his pieces will be what opens our concert as well, his Prelude for an Occasion. And you'll hear very similar brass flourishes and fanfares in that as well.
Well, when you think of the barges back in Handel's time with all the wind instruments and brass, that's what they were. Handel was writing the music for, and there's a long history in England of royal pomp that required that kind of music. So, British composer,
yes.
And you didn't say the name of the theme, but I know because you've told me is the British Invasion. So it's all British music?
It is. Every composer is British, and nearly all of the pieces were written in the 20th century, with the exception of one, which was just barely missed the mark. It was written in 2001. So, but yes, it's a.
I thought you were going to say 1899. See, we've got another side of the 20th century.
Yes, and in the band world, we normally tend to go more contemporary,
yes,
and not older. So, it should be a very exciting concert. We're looking forward to it. I know the students have been working very hard to prepare. Although I just said that we tend to focus on the contemporary in the band world, we're actually featuring some big staples of the wind band repertoire on this concert.
Like?
So, of course, most people are familiar with Gustav Holst, and we'll be playing one of his seminal works for band that he wrote in 1909, his first suite in E-flat, which just demonstrates a wonderful British style to wind band writing, that he actually wrote it with a military band in mind, but it's become a cornerstone of our repertoire. And then we'll be closing our concert.
Let's just talk about Holst for just a minute, because he kind of created a certain sound in a way. There was always a tradition of military band music, but people think of him as the guy who wrote The Planets.
Yes.
But he wrote a number of works for military band. That was really his forte.
He did. He wrote a second suite also in the key of F, and then probably his most prominent band work, Hammersmith, displays his most advanced writing, his biggest maturity, and he actually considered that to be one of his greatest compositions, Hammersmith, and it was the only one that he actually wrote for a professional band. The suites he wrote with the military band in mind, and so that necessarily wasn't considered professional in the sense of the same kind of caliber of performer, but they both demonstrate the highest level of musical maturity and composition that you can find in any of his pieces.
Yeah, so for a student, you're always going to want to make sure they get those staples.
Absolutely.
While they're students here. Yeah. Okay, so who else is on the program?
So Haydn Wood, another kind of classic British composer, and that frequently would draw in Irish music as well into his compositional practice, and we'll be performing, closing our concert actually with his piece Manenveen, Dear Isle of Man, which is just a wonderful kind of collection of Manx folk songs that he blends together, and it ends with in just such a glorious over the top fashion, and you can't help but smile when you hear the music. It's just to put it simply, happy music, and it's just a great way to end the first concert of the season.
That's Haydn Wood. Yeah, we have a couple of CDs with some of his music, and it's sort of a genre unto itself, British light music. That's literally, both the CDs are called British light music, and he's one of the proponents of that style.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it is kind of upbeat.
Yes, yeah, and just happy. And the first half will feature two contemporary pieces, Bright Spirit by Judith Bingham, and our graduate conductor, Melissa Sawyer, will actually be conducting that piece, and that's the most contemporary. That's the one that barely misses the 20th century mark. But Judith Bingham is a prominent composer, also from England, and this piece, as we've worked on it and the students have been working very hard to prepare it, it embodies so many emotions. And it's actually based off a poem of the same title, dealing with loss. And I think that listeners will hear very complex harmonies akin to Messiaen, and then also some very aggressive passages that are similar to Hindemith. In that piece, it's a very, very aggressive piece, and it contrasts that light British style that you were just talking about.
Yeah, so and that's part of what programming is it's like a menu. You want all the food to balance out, but you also don't want everything sounding the same. Just let's talk a minute. You said graduate student conductor.
Yes.
So how many graduate students do you have in the band?
So we have a number of graduate students. We currently have 4 graduate students in the band program, and 3 of them are conducting graduate students.
Huh. So are these students likely to go then teach in school, or they're... would that normally be the next step?
Yeah, and so we like to tailor the program to what their specific needs and desires are. And so in the past, we've had students go on to, in fact, one of our students is now the director of athletic bands at Southern Arkansas University. And another one of our graduate students returned and is teaching middle school band. And so we want to provide them skills that they can go out and take their next steps. And whether that be to go on to get a doctorate or teach at the university level or any level, or even go on and just join the performance world of music.
Right, so, of course. Yeah. But if they're conducting, they want to be out in front.
That's true. We do. We like to be there. Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you another question before we get into the other composers in the British invasion. The students have not been on campus even 6 weeks, I think.
Right.
So, and you've got a concert next week. What, how often are they rehearsing? What kind of whip are you snapping to make sure they're concert ready?
Well, we rehearse 3 days a week, and I know that they're practicing as much as they can, or if they're not, hopefully they hear me talking right now and they'll know they should be. But it's been great. I know that they're working very hard, and the thing that's really wonderful about a university band program is, in addition to them rehearsing, they're also going to classes, and they've got a whole lot of other things that they're worried about, but the ensemble experience provides an outlet for them, and I think they're just as excited for this concert as I am, because they get to showcase their passion for making music, and I feel like the students have really come together to make this concert really special next week.
When this is the higher level auditioned group, Wind Symphony, are some of the musicians not music majors? They're just highly skilled musicians?
Yes, we do have a number of non-majors or minors in the group, and they just have such a great passion for making music, and they auditioned like everyone else and earned their spot into the ensemble.
So music of Gregson and Holst and Hayden Wood.
Mm-hmm. And
and who are the other Brits?
So one other piece we've got on there is by a composer named David Bedford. And he's known a little bit for kind of incorporating a minimalist style into a somewhat neo-romantic kind of compositional style, and we'll be playing his Sun Paints Rainbows on Vast Waves. And it's a piece that he was inspired to write from reading from a notebook by Coleridge when he was working on The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Huh. And when he mentions that the waves crash and the sun creates a rainbow in their midst, and it's a beautifully colorful piece that I think the audience will love, and you'll get to hear some rather unorthodox things coming from the ensemble, such as we had to find a way to get 8 wine bottles for the percussionist to play, which wasn't as difficult as I thought it might be to ask percussionists to bring wine bottles to to rehearsal. But
sure, it wasn't.
Yeah.
You just have to be careful because you can't, you know, open bottle laws, right?
Right.
All right. So, I know there's other people on the program. It's the British Invasion. I just want to mention, because this concert that we're talking about is Tuesday, October 1st at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Mm-hmm. But the following week, October 10th and October 11th, other
yes.
ensembles, and we have less than a minute. I just want to at least mention them.
Yeah, so on October 10th, we'll have the Symphonic Band playing, and they'll be performing repertoire that's kind of based on folk songs and dances with music by Granger and Shostakovich. And then the Jazz Ensemble will be performing on October 11th, and there will be some great standards that anyone can come and really enjoy that evening.
Always exciting. So next week, Tuesday, the Wind Symphony. Also next week, October 4th, the University Choirs, and I'll be announcing the concerts for the following week next week too. Michael Mapp's been my guest. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
me. That's the British Invasion, Tuesday at 7:30.